Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about, I have 25 grand, what do I do now?
You know what I'd like to do now?
What would you like to do now at 25,000?
No, not that.
Oh.
Today's your birthday.
Oh my gosh.
Happy birthday.
Oh my gosh, is it really?
It is. All right, this is airing December 18th. Wow. Today's the 18th. It's your birthday. What do you want to do for your birthday?
Do you forget your birthday? Every year I forget.
No, mine's easy.
No, not like, I mean, you just reminded me.
Oh.
Like, I didn't wait, you know, go to sleep last night and say tomorrow's my birthday, man.
Oh, I do. Well, mine's easy. Yeah. Well, no, because mine comes after. You know, it's sad. Maybe that's the point. If your birthday's after a major holiday, it's easy. When it's before a major holiday, it's hard. Yours is before a major holiday, a bigger holiday than mine.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
you know, everybody grows up in an environment where they handle birthdays differently.
Mm-hmm.
And so ours was just not that big of a deal.
Oh, my mom made everything a big deal.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Your parents
like, today's like, your day?
You know what? Well, please catch me up. What would a normal birthday be like for you when you were 12?
I would get all my presents wrapped in Christmas paper. You know, honestly, and I'm not complaining, not even 1%. Oh. It just wasn't that big of a deal. I know some families who, and there's not a right, who cares how you handle it? Just make it like all of that day is your day. And you can go do whatever you want and eat whatever you want and just, you know.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
And you and I do that. I think we've done that for our kids. And we certainly do it for each other.
Oh, but, yeah.
But that's just not, you know, maybe it's a Detroit thing. I don't know.
I think it's your birthday, you get a pass from anything. Like, no, I don't feel like doing it because it's my birthday. I'm actually not going to.
And that's kind of what we do.
I might not even put on pants today.
Well, you should do that every day.
Oh, for the girl version. The girl version is I'm not wearing a bra.
You just make that up now.
Yeah. The guy is I'm not putting on pants. The girl's like I'm not putting on a bra.
Wow, what a way to create some visual,
you know,
visuals on a podcast.
For your birthday, I'm not gonna wear a bra. Is that what you'd like?
Sure. Why stop there?
There we go. There we go. What are you going to do for Steven's birthday? No bra, commando.
Again, why stop there?
Okay.
Oh my gosh. What is this show about? Real estate?
Oh,
really?
Oh yeah, something like that. Anyway, we have a question, I think.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
You know, if we were two guys, we couldn't do this.
No, I wonder about stuff. What would we joke about?
I don't know. It'd probably be like, were we drinking or I don't know.
What did she do today that made you upset?
Oh. How did she ruin your birthday this morning?
There we go. Oh, yeah. My wife always wears a bra.
Do you think I got coffee in bed? Hell no.
Oh my gosh, girl. There goes our rated G rating.
No, sorry. That's not a bad word.
I'm pretty sure it is. It's okay.
That one's okay.
Hey, it's my birthday.
You can say whatever you want. You are correct. All right. Araldo says, hi, all. I joined Land Academy November 19th and sent my...
A month ago.
Sent my first mailer November 27th. Congratulations for not letting any grass grow under your feet. That's awesome.
That's how this is supposed to go.
Which was mailed December 4th. I was expecting to start receiving calls 2 weeks after. So like starting like today,
right around now.
December 18th. But I guess the mail only took 8 days to hit the mailboxes. I was caught off guard, holding my five-month-old, not close to my computer, when I received my first call just 30 minutes ago. But because I have experience in the house business, I was able to adjust and vet the seller.
So I have to say, the reason these mailers are getting out a lot faster is because we've made some internal changes about how we process orders, and I'm testing it. Thank you for, Araldo, thank you for being one of the test people without knowing it.
Yeah, surprise.
We're trying to really reduce the amount of time it takes for offers to receive that actual owner, and it's working. It's working really well. So we're still in the beta, but this is good feedback, and we're always trying to improve.
Bad news is...
That's the only portion of the commercial that you'll hear today. Okay.
It's your birthday. You can just say whatever you want. Bad news is it's not a deal. It's a business owner who has sold over 3,000 acres and is selling more. Good news is that based on what he sells with them, owner financing, $65,000 per tract with $1,500 down and then 10% for 30 years, I was at 33% of that.
You priced it right.
Yeah. That was perfect all in the pricing. Initial contact. So I priced it right, or so I thought. Turned out my offer was for 6 acres, not for the 20 acres he was mentioning, which is why I was confused when he said 20 acres. So I noticed the APN does only show 6 acres. He said that they can't sell for they cannot sell less than 20 acre tracts due to no utilities or highway access. This is a county ruling. As a side note, he's also looking to sell 600 acres for $1.2 million, which if subdivided to 20 acre tracts would sell and then retail them out at $1.9 million. Not a bad deal.
This is a typical day in a Land Academy member.
Isn't this fun? You get these calls and you learn stuff. You're like, what do you have? Then I got another call with a man who was very respectful and said, I got your offer. That can buy you the 1920s tractor if you want it.
What does that mean?
My offer was about $17,000, but he said he bought the property for $83,000 and would sell it for $250,000 to $275,000 if he did sell it, because it now is a mobile home, a well, and a barn.
Excellent. You developed it.
It's two calls so far today. I guess marketing is hitting the mail earlier than expected, but excited to see what else I get the rest of the day.
There's no real question here, and I included it because this is a typical, you know, land investor, Land Academy type member day. Mm-hmm. And if you once you learn, this is what happens every single day, all day long. Calls come in, you decide if there's a deal or not, and you just keep moving forward. And it's very predictable percentage of these deals are going to close. So I'm glad that this newer member is having a good initial experience.
I'm pretty proud, too, that you're doing this with a five-month-old and maybe a day job, and you're just killing it and doing it, obviously, so fast. This is the best thing that can happen. Once you get going and just don't let off the gas, this actually ties into the topic.
Yeah.
That's where people fail. If you stop and you start and you stop and you start, you've got to have that constant.
Second guess yourself.
You got to have the constant deal flow. The first wave is usually, you will get some juice sometimes on the first wave, but usually the first wave is like, I don't know, I'm just letting you know your offer sucks. I don't want to sell. I'm going to live here till I die, whatever it is. Yeah. And then in the middle of it, it really comes the juice. And then once that gets going, then it just continues. And you'll be amazed a year from now when you get an offer from this mailer, because that's what happens. It's so good.
Today's topic, I have $25,000. What should I do now, Jill? This is the meat of the show.
How's your birthday going so far?
Pretty good.
I'm half dressed over here.
Oh my gosh.
Just kidding.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Just kidding. So here's what I think. And it's funny, this comes up. It used to come up with, hey, I have some money. I hear you guys are here doing so well. Can I just give you some money? No, please don't ask me that. I don't.
You know, that stopped with land tank, house tank, and deal funding.
True. Because now they have places to put their money. Yes. More people have more places to spend money. But even just among people that we know, they don't really want to learn, but they want to benefit. Like, can I just give you some money? And, you know, I don't need your money. Thank you, but no thank you. I'm happy. I'm doing just fine with my own money.
Yeah.
I don't need to share this.
That's been a part of our business model forever.
It happens to all of our members too.
Yeah.
It's so funny. You get into this and you're like it's, you know, Araldo is, you know, 30 days away from his father-in-law saying, what are you doing? And can I give you $100,000?
That's right. That's exactly right.
That is what happens all the time. And then you have to really be careful. Do you want to do that? Maybe you do. Maybe you want to quickly go for a different property type and do it with a family member. I would make it a partnership, not like, you know, investment. But, you know, it's up to you. You could do that. We choose not to.
Well, we bring in partners on the high cash requirement house transactions,
right,
where we know exactly what's going to happen 2 weeks from now.
Right.
You know, we know we're going to all make 50 grand on it.
But I don't take my parents' money, my family's money, or that kind of money. So you have $25,000. You're thinking about this. What do you do? And we get these calls all the time.
We don't have to stick to 25 here. Just use it as an example. Some people come
could
in.
Be five.
Like one person a couple of years ago sold a restaurant they started, and they had like $500,000 allocated for this. They're still with us. So fill in the blank. 25,000, okay. $500,000, $5. Could be $5. I have $5 left today. What do I do? I'm putting this pressure on you, Jill, because it's my birthday.
I've had those conversations too. Okay, call me when you have more than $5. Wait 6 months, save up. Okay, say you had $5. I talked to you yesterday or whatever. I talked to you 6 months ago. I told you, put your head down, listen to, absorb. It's actually the same thing. Get all the free information you can. Research this as much as you can. So whether you have $5 or $25,000 right now, I'm gonna tell you the same thing. Research. Please do your homework. And that's why you're listening to the show. Just soak it up. Get everything that you can. Go back, listen to all our old shows. Get in our online community. You know, watch what our members are doing. Have conversations with our members.
Read some blogs.
Everything that you can. Then what I want you to do next, test it. You know, that's the whole thing about our free ebook. There's a really good, simple little test that you don't really lay out any cash, but a way just to see how this all works. In our free ebook, we haven't talked about that in a while. So I'd say do that. If you have not done it, go get our free ebook. Just go to landacademy.com. It's right at the top. Read it. You're going to go, oh, okay, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to test it. Talk to some of the sellers. Get some what are you doing? I guess it's your birthday. You can just do whatever you want. See if you like this. And then the final thing is, you've done your research. You've tested this a little bit. Then I want you to dive in. And I say dive in. I mean dive in. Be 100%. Don't be 30%. Go for
it.
Boy,
that's for sure.
Because
that's great.
No matter
advice.
What you do, please don't go at it at 30%. Like raising children. Don't do 30%. We did, and it didn't work out. Just kidding.
Can you imagine showing up for 30% of the time? As a parent,
could you imagine? I'm going to tell.
What a mess would that be?
You know, I'm going to say that to the next time we're at the dinner table. I'm going to say they ask something. I'm going to go, I don't know. We were only 30% into this anyway, so whatever you want. Just to see the look on our kid's face, like, what?
Well, if you wanted to even take it a step further, well, I showed up for about 30% for you, 42% for you, and you were the first one, so it was closer to 50%.
Yeah, you got the most. Thank goodness we didn't have any more kids.
Because it would be down to like 8 to 5%.
Exactly. Yeah, that's probably how it really happens. Don't we all know those people that have like 5 kids and they all say the oldest one raised the youngest one?
Yeah.
No kidding. They were down to 5%.
And then the oldest one never has any children of her own.
Because they raised them.
Yeah. So, 6 birds with 1 stone.
Yeah. That's so good. All right, whatever you do, do it 100%. Be smart about it. And if you do what I just said, by the time you're on step 3, you know exactly how to spend that $25,000.
You know, use your money, whatever number it is, the way that you use your talent. So we have people that came at this, got involved in our group, but they already had some stuff going on from a career standpoint in marketing. So they applied their marketing talent in their own way to this. We had some people who come from an accounting background or a data background, or like literally from NASA, and they applied that kind of intelligence to pricing and data and all the other stuff. And they usually end up with a partner like Jill, or vice versa. So it's really important to bring what you have to the table and use it wisely. And it's the same thing with your money. I always like to say, once you get educated, or the education process is you get the ball rolling. Try to use all the money that you're bringing to the table on real estate deals and not ancillary stuff.
Right.
When I say ancillary stuff, I mean business cards and a newer computer.
Pretty office. And,
yeah, none of that matters. No, you know, when people are buying this real estate, they're real concerned about the property itself and not so much concerned about you and your image. Or the, you know, it's just, I'm really serious about this. Utilize your background and what you're bringing to the table. And I'll tell you why. There's another reason for that. If you're already a marketing person and you come to us or come to this industry, you chose marketing for a reason. You know, you're probably good at it. So utilize it and bring it to the table. Like, I don't think that this should be, a lot of people come to us and they're just, they say, I have this money and I don't know what to do. And my answer is what Jill just said, learn, bring some stuff to the table, make it unique after you really learn the basic stuff and then follow through. We do an exit, some version of an exit interview anytime someone chooses to leave our group. And almost always, they say, you know what? We had a baby and it was a lot harder than I thought. And this life happened.
Life got in the way. Yeah. That's it.
So that's that 100%. Jill's not joking about.
That's it. And it's not that many that leave, but it's interesting that you brought that up because I didn't get it. It was too hard.
Yeah, it's never
how you. I never.
It's never like this doesn't work.
It was just that life got in the way, and it's great because so many then they come back when life. I said that's fine. Mm-hmm. I get it. We're not going anywhere. That's the thing. We're not going anywhere. And then if it takes you 6 months to get on track, I don't care. Call us. We'll help you.
Exactly.
That's good. Happy you could join us today. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, don't fret, skip over to the House Academy Show, and that's where you'll find us.
Tomorrow, the episode on the House Academy Show is The Profile of a Recovering Home Renovator. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
That's going to be good.
There's a lot of people that come to the House Academy group.
Who from 10-step programs.
That last renovation I did almost killed me.
Yeah.
There's
drove me to drink.
There's got to be a better way. And there is. It turns out there is.
Mm-hmm. The Land Academy Show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.